My name's Matt Bradbury. I'm the Sports Development Officer here at the Centre. I've now been here for 10 years, and my passion and love for the sport of ice hockey has possibly helped me to get into this role. I watched the Panthers in the early 80s, and that was at the old Nottingham Ice Stadium, and really got the bug when I went down with my uncle to watch a few games, started to ice skate, and spent 5 days a week down at the ice rink, learning the basic skills, met a lot of good people, a lot of friends, and started to interact with hockey players that were already within the club. And from that, I then decided that I'd wanted to try out for the team. In 1991, got the opportunity to dress and train and play with the Panthers. And my coach at the time then was Alex Dampier. Biggest probably achievement in my career so far is to coach the Great Britain Universities team at two World Student Games. In 2007, we travelled to Torino and stayed in the Olympic Village from the 2006 Games. And then just in 2009, we went to Harbin in China and competed there. And that was just an absolute phenomenal experience. It was just a great opportunity to represent your nation. And again, like I say, it was the best time I've ever had, really. So I've gone a long way with the sport, and I really wanted to always wanted to pass that on down the line to young people coming into the centre. The community gets engaged with the ice skating program. We've spent a lot of time working with schools, and we were very fortunate and very thankful for our sponsors, Capital One, for becoming a partner in engaging so many children to learn how to ice skate. We had, in the last academic year, 2,423 children learning how to ice skate in 1 year. And the actual partnership is still to last for a further 2 years. So we're looking at probably in excess of 7,000 children skating over a 3 year period. Ice skating is very much more an extreme sport and can engage children in such a different way, because everyone starts on a level playing field. Even the teachers that come to the program maybe aren't so good at ice skating as the children. And what kind of sport or what kind of activity do children take part in now in schools that sometimes are actually better than the teacher at? So it gives them something like a point of focus to say, you know, come on, miss, come on, sir. Let's you know, if you do this, do that. And you've actually got the child assisting and engaging and teaching the teacher. So at the Ice Centre, we have a massive comprehensive ice skating program amongst the schools, but we also have worked very hard in going out into the schools and having a community engagement program. We work across the city and into the county now within school sports partnerships, and we go out and deliver our urban hockey program, which is an opportunity to take, well, it's as near as an opportunity to take ice hockey into school and deliver it in the playground, obviously without the ice. For me, it's all about building a person up and keeping them healthy and giving them a focus in maybe something that they wouldn't normally do as a recreational sport. So there's lots of people that take up ice sports, and it happens here all at the National Ice Centre.